This is the Mikias recording for Maseches Brachos, Daf Hey Amid Beis. And we're right at the top of Hey Amid Beis. We just got done. We're talking about Yisurin, and specifically Yisurin Shel Ahava, that types of difficulties in life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives are not because a person deserves to be punished, but rather that Hashem wants him to merit certain positive things, and therefore he gives him the difficulties in this world. Okay, so we said, the last thing we said is that if a person has Torah and Gemilas Chasadim and they have to bury a child, God forbid, then Mochlin Lo Al Kol Avonasav. They are forgiven. The person is forgiven for all of his sins. So Amar Le Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Bishlam Torah Gemilas Chasadim. I understand how we know that you're forgiven for your sins, but Torah Gemilas Chasadim. Tichsiv Bechesed VeEmes Yichupar Avon. Through Chesed and truth, and the truth refers. All right, so it's a chesed zugmilas chasadim. Shenema rodev tzedakah v'chesed yimatzei chayim. Tzedakah v'kavod. Right, so we have another pasuk which clearly discusses if a person runs after tzedakah and chesed, he will find tzedakah v'chayim, tzedakah and kavod. So we see that chesed v'emes is what causes yichupar avon. That's what causes one's sins to be forgiven. So chesed, right, refers obviously to gmilas chasadim. Whereas emes zu Torah. Truth, when it says chesed ve'emes yichupar avon, that chesed and emes will cause your sins to be forgiven. The emes in there refers to Torah. Shenemar, emes, right? So we quote a different pasuk in Mishlei. It says emes kinei va'al timkor chachma musar avina. Right? One should acquire wisdom, and don't sell it. Right? So there. So you see that emes over there is referring to Torah. So therefore, we see, what do you need to bury any children for? Torah and chesed will cause the forgiveness of sin. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's kasha against this. Ella, kover es banav minayin. How do I know that it's also inherent that to this that you bury children? So tanalei, hahu saba mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So this elderly man said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, asya avon avon. We have a gzeres shaveh from the word avon, which means sin. Ksiv hacha b'chesed emes yichupar avon. It says over here that with chesed and emes, one's sins will be forgiven. Ksiv hasam mishaleim avon avos el cheik b'neihem. Right, so he will pay the avon of one's parents to the lapse of their children. So there we see that avon refers to something of the parents that's taken out on the children. So the children are sort of responsible for the acts of their parents in this regard. So that's how we know that a person who engages in Torah and Milas Chasadim and, God forbid, loses a child, is certainly forgiven for all of his sins. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, going further in this idea of difficulties in life, Rabbi Yochanan says, Negayim uvanim einan yisurin shel ahava. A person who has negayim, like gets tzaras, or banim, or loses children, this is not considered yisurin shel ahava. Asking him, are the negayim low? And the negayim are not. Yisurin shel ahava. Atanya, call me sheyeshbo echem me'arba maros negarim alalo eino ele mizbeach kapara. If someone has one of four types of these negayim that they're referring to in the Braisa, it is like a kapara of, it's like a mizbeach of kapara. So you see, he's very much forgiven for his sins based on getting the tzaras. Now, like Mara answers, mizbeach kapara havu, yisurin shel ahava lo havu. There's a difference between what we call mizbeach kapara, which means that you have sins that you're being forgiven for, but it's not called Yisurin Shel Ahava. It doesn't mean Yisurin Shel Ahava specifically refers to someone who does not have any sin that needs to be forgiven. And that's what we call these difficulties in life that just come out of love. V'boy seima, or you could argue, no, there is really no difference between Mizbeach Kapara and Yisurin Shel Ahava. Halan v'ha luhu. One is for us and one is for them. So who's the lan and who's the who? So the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, right? What's the difference? So Rashi says over there, in Eretz Yisrael, when they had Kedusha for the land and a Metzorah had to be sent out of the areas where people could live, they had to be sent out into Tameh areas, right? So that's not called Yisurin Shel Ahava because it's really difficult to have to go into Golis, leave your home, etc. In Bavel, where you don't have to be sent out of the neighborhood, you could continue to live on as a member of the community, that was, you know, Yisurin Shel Ahava, because it was not as terrible. Did not ruin your life completely. Okay. V'boy same, or another possibility, Habitzina, Habifarhesya. One is talking about when it's Bitzina, so it's in private, so it's still Yisurin Shel Ahava, because under your clothing, not everywhere you walk, you're going to see it's the guy has tzaras, and one is in public where he will be ostracized, and everyone will know that he is, you know, that he is a person with tzaras. Ask the Gemara now, Banim, lo, Banim, losing children is not called Yisurin Shalava. Hechi dami, how is this so? Ilay medahavaluhu mesu, a person has children and God forbid they die. Bahama Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan himself not say, Dain garma di isira'a bir, this is the bone of my 10th son? So Rashi explains, Rabbi Yochanan had a terrible, there are other Gemaras that outline this, that Rabbi Yochanan had a terrible tragedy in his life, that he lost 10 sons. And when the 10th son died, he took a tiny bone, a tiny chip of the bone, from his 10th son, and he used to bring it with him to be when he would be Menachem Ovel, when he would visit Avelim, he would try to console them by telling them, hey, I'm with you. I had a worse tragedy happen to me, and I'm here. So he would try to console them with this and say that he can feel their pain, and this is the bone of my 10th son, that I lost 10 children. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan was one who understood that you know, he was a big, big tzaddik, a great, great Talmud Chacham, and yet he lost 10 sons. So how could you say it's not Yisurin Shalava to lose children? So it can't be that we're talking about a case where you had children and then you lost them. Ella, says the Gemara, rather, ha de lo havule klal, v'ha de havule umesu. One case of where it is Yisurin Shalava if you didn't have any children at all. That's Yisurin Shalava. But if you had children and they died, that is not Yisurin, the case where you don't have any children at all, that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. It's not Yisurin Shalava. But when you had children and they died, that is Yisurin Shalava. Ahava. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Cholash. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba got sick. Al legabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Amar Leih. He said to him, Chaviven alecha Yisurin. Are you enjoying the fact that you're experiencing this great pain? Meaning it's a lot of positive reward coming your way. So what did he answer? No, Amar Leih. Lo hein velo scharon. No, thank you. I don't want them and I don't want their reward. So I'd much rather not be in pain. Amar Leih, Havli Yadcha, Yavla Yadei, V'ukme. Right, he gave him his hand and he picked him up. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan had this koach that he was able to somehow help him heal much, much faster. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, V'amai lo, I'm sorry, I went to the wrong place. Havli Yadei, V'yavla Yadei, V'ukme. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Cholash. Skipped a line there, sorry. Rabbi Yochanan got sick. Al gabe Rabbi Chanina. So then Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. Amar Leih, Chaviv and Alecha Yisurin. Are you enjoying these Yisurin? Amar Leih, same thing. Lo hein lo scharm. I don't want them. I don't want their reward. Amar Leih, Havli Yadcha, Yavile Yadei v'ukme. So he gave him, Rabbi Chanina, his hand, and Rabbi Chanina healed him. Amai, why is this so? Or ve'amai, as the Bach puts in, why Lukim Rabbi Yochanan l'navshe? Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan just heal himself? Meaning if Rabbi Yochanan could help Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, why couldn't he help himself? So he says, Amri, they said, Ein chavush matir atzmo bebeis hasurim. A prisoner cannot free himself from jail. You need help from the outside. So too, in these matters, if you are the person who is in tsar, sometimes you can't help yourself. Sometimes you need somebody on the outside to help you. Rabbi Eliezer, or some read it, Rabbi Elazar, chalash, he got sick. Al gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan gave the visit. Chaza, to have a kogoni bebeis ofel. He saw that he was sleeping in a dark room, in a dark house. Galya ledare v'nafal nahora. He rolled up his sleeve, and this caused light to come into the room. Meaning he had this glow about him. I don't want to get into the details. Different mefarshim on the Agadah say different pshatim over here. Chazye dahava kabachi. Rabbi Elazar, he saw that Rabbi Elazar was crying. Amalei, amai kabachis. He says, why are you crying? You should be happy. There's no reason for you to be crying. Imishum Torah, delo ifshis. Right? He says, if it's because you're not able to learn Torah right now because you're sick. Shonina, we learned, echad amarbev, echad amamid, and levad shichav and libel l'shamayim. You can learn a lot of Torah, a little Torah, as long as you're doing it for the right reasons, l'shem shamayim. So here, you're intending to learn Torah, you're just not able to because you're sick. V'imishum mizone, and if it's because you don't have a lot of wealth, lo kol adam zocheh l'shtei shulchanos. Not every person, some people are zocheh to be talmidei chachamim and also wealthy, but most people do not. Not everyone is zocheh to two tables. Not everybody can be wealthy and a talmid chacham. V'imishum b'nei, if it's because of children problems, dein gamra desirabir. Here is the bone of my 10th son. Meaning he was trying to console him if he was crying because of children-related issues. Amar Leih, no, I'm not crying for any of those reasons. Lahai shufra debali ba'afra kabachina. I am crying because of this beauty that is going to one day be swallowed up in the ground, meaning that you, Rabbi Yochanan, and your great beauty are one day going to die and have to be buried in the ground. Amar Leh, and strangely, Rabbi Yochanan answered him back, Al Da Vaday Kabachis. On that, you certainly should cry, Ubachu Tarvayu, and they cried together. What on earth does that mean? So usually we don't get into these discussions. I'm not going to. I'll give you the super short version of some of the Mefarshim on the Agadah to hear say that the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, not Stam, he was a great-looking guy. The beauty of Rabbi Yochanan was somehow a chelik of the beauty of Yerushalayim. And that was the, like, similar to, if you know the stories from Maseches Gittin and elsewhere about the Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, right? The beauty of Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol was also from the beauty of Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yochanan somehow harnessed the light and the beauty of Yerushalayim in his physical presence. And that's what Rabbi Elazar meant. He said, I'm crying over you. You're like the last vestige of the beauty of Yerushalayim, and one day you're going to be in the ground. Just like Yerushalayim is destroyed, so too you're one day going to be in the ground. And so they sort of cried over the loss of Yerushalayim together. Okay, that's one interpretation, but it's certainly a strange story. So finally, when they were done crying, he said to him, Chaviven Alecha Yisurin, are you enjoying the pain that you're in? He says, ah, lo hein velo scharin, I don't want it. So he gave him his hand and he lifted him up. He healed him. Rav Huna. So now, new story. Interesting story. Rav Huna takifule arba meya dani dechamra. Right? Rav Huna had a major business tragedy where he lost 400 barrels of wine. So that's a very, very significant financial loss. So he was dealing with it. Al gabe Rav Yehuda, achua de Rav Salah Hasidah. So Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Hasidah, came to visit him. Verabbanan, and the rabbis also came. Va'amri la Rav Ada Barava Verabbanan. And some say it was Rav Ada Barava and the Rabbanan. Va'amrulay. And they said to him, La'ayin mar b'milay. Let the master look into his dealings, into his matters, right? So look in. Maybe Hashem did this to you for a reason. Oh, the Rav Huna did not like that. Omar lahu. Said to him, Umi chashidna beinaichu, am I suspect in your eyes? You think I'm Rav Huna, the Kadol Ador? How could you think that I deserve this? So they were not impressed with that taina. Amule, mi chashid kutshabrichu, the Ovid Dina below Dina. What? So do you suspect God of doing injustice? Meaning, you might be a great man, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu is greater than you. And if he did this to you, there must be a reason. So Amalahu, he said back, if someone heard something about me, let him say it. Amrulay, they said back to him, Hachi Shmielan, this is what we're hearing about you. Delo Yaev Mar Shabisha La'arise, that the master is not giving the salary to his sharecropper, meaning you're stiffing your worker. Amrulay, Mikoshavikli Midimine. So said Rav Huna back, does he even leave me anything to pay him with? He steals it all. I mean, he takes everything. So, of course, I'm not going to give him a salary because he steals more than his salary would have even been. Amrulay, they said back, it says, nevertheless, even one who steals from a ganav, he still tastes the flavor of Geneva. Meaning, it doesn't matter that the guy you're stealing from deserves it. You should not be stealing. You should not take it away from him. Amar lahu, fine. He says, you're right. Kabilna alai diahivna le. I accept upon myself that I will pay him. Igad amre hadar chala v'hava chamra. Some say the vinegar turned into wine, meaning that all that 400 barrels of wine that turned into vinegar, they went back to being wine, and he was able to sell them for normal price. Some say, no, it wasn't a miracle, it was a financial miracle, that the price of vinegar went up, and he was able to sell it for the same price as wine. Tanya, following Brisa, Abba Binyamin Omer, Al Shnei Dvar Ma'isi Mitzta'er Kol Yomai. I was careful about two things my whole life. Al Tfilasi Shetehelef Nemitasi, that my tefillah should be before my bed. The almitas yishtei nisuna bein tzafon ledarom, and my bed should be facing north to south. So what does that mean? Altilas yishtei lifnei mitasi, my lifnei mitasi. What does that mean in front of my bed? Ilema lifnei mitasi mamish. It means he was situated in front of his bed. V'hamar Rav Yehuda Amar Ravi Teimar Rav Shulman Levi minayin lemespal shelo yehi davar chotitz bein olivein akir. How do we know that a person who davens should not be separated from the wall? He should be facing the wall. He shouldn't be anything standing in between him and the wall. Shenemar vayasev Chizkiyahu ponav el hakir vayispal. Says by Chizkiyahu, he turned his face to the wall and he davened. So it can't be that he was so proud of himself that he davened in front of his bed. The bed shouldn't have even been there. So it must not be that. So he says, okay. Rather, what's the pshat? Lo tema lifnei mitasi, ela ema samuch limitasi. Means I davened right when I got up. Right? That's what he meant. Meaning he didn't do other things before davening. Va'al mitasi, second thing that he did, va'al mitasi yetun asuna bein tzaf on the darum, says, I want my bed to be facing north to south. Amar Rav Chama, Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Yitzchak, kol anosi mitasi bein tzaf on the darum, havin lambanim zacharim. If you do this, you'll have male children, shenemar v'tzfuneich, timalei bitnam yispu banim. So we have a pasuk which says that lashon, although tzfuneich over there, it doesn't mean tzafon as in north, but nevertheless, they learn a play on words from that. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Af Ein Ishto Mapelas Nefilim. Also, it will save him from his wife from having miscarriages. Shenemar Hacha Utzvunech Tamalei Vitnam Uksevasam Vayim Luu Yamel Laletes Vinei Somim Bivitna. But it says in Parshas told us that from Lashon fulfilled that she it was the end of her days to give birth and there were twins in her stomach. So basically, Rashi explains over here, what are we worried about that she should be facing this particular direction? It's because the Shekhinah is generally from east to west. Therefore, when you're having relations with your wife, you should not face east to west. You should face north to south. The post can talk about whether or not this is relevant if you're in an enclosed area. But L'Raisa, this is what it says in the Gemara. Let's go a little bit further in the Gemara. Tanya Abba Bin Yamin Omer. Another brisa from Abba Bin Yamin. Shnayim shenichnasu lispal of a kadam echaman lispal of a lohim tines chaveiro viyotza. Two guys go into the shul to daven, and one guy finishes first, and he doesn't wait for his friend to leave. He leaves on his own. So what do we do to his tefillah? Torfin lo tefillah sabafana. We rip his tefillah up in his face. Shenemar toreif nafsho ba'apo halaman chot hazov eretz. Right, so basically over there, it's a play on words also in the pasuk, but it's talking about it. We can learn it to be talking about someone is abandoning somebody else, and then his tefillah gets ripped up. V'lo'od, and not only that, ela shegorim l'shchina shetestalik miYisrael. He's also causing the shchina to leave the Jewish people. Shenemar vayatek tzur mimkomo vein tzur elakadosh baruch hu. Shenemar tzur yoldecha tesh tzur yoldecha teshi. Right. So that's a pasuk also referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Tzur. So there we see that he's causing Hashem to leave the Jewish people. V'im himtin lo masacharo. Oh, so if it's so bad to leave the guy, what is the schar if you stick around and wait for him? What is your reward? Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, zochel brachos halalu. Right, he gets the following blessings that it says, lu hikshavta l'mitzvosai, if you listen to my, or paid attention to my mitzvos, your peace will be like a river, and your righteousness will be like the waves of the sea, right? Etc. And your children will also be blessed. It's a lot of nice blessings that were promised in favor of somebody who waits for his friend to finish davening and doesn't have to go home all by himself.